straight losses by the Giants.
It's going to be interesting.
48-hour suspension of Vaughn ceases to exist within of its announcement.
And we're going to have Rose Aguilar. She's going to be on the show. She's going to be talking to us about some things that have happened in Iraq recently.
Yes, and there should be some conversation about Ms. Rice's efforts to get a ceasefire resolution through the U.N. now that the U.S. has agreed, and apparently so has Israel, to back such a
thing. How would you describe those efforts?
Well, so far they've been puny. Rather puny.
Hey, why are the neocons so angry at her? Why do they want her out? And I know it's a minority of people, but...
Yeah, she's not as forward or forceful. She doesn't believe in kick their butt first and then ask questions later. She's actually trying to do diplomacy, and I think the neocons, their idea is that we're the dad, and we'll tell them what to do rather than talk to them.
She apparently doesn't take orders from Rumsfeld and Cheney.
Well,
that gets you dumped any day of the week.
Ooh, yes. Well, we have a political problem at the office, I guess, for her.
No question. Tony Blair is in town.
And we'll be speaking, of course, to Ed Schultz and our first guest in the 7 o'clock hour, Susie Turnbull. And as always, taking your calls here and keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Excellent. Thank you so much, gentlemen. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. We'll get more news and downloadable audio to you anytime at quakeradio.com. This is the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. Bay Area Backyard Escapes. Some unique locations local residents can visit to make you feel like you're getting away in your own backyard.
Los Angeles may be the city of angels, but San Francisco has its own Isla de Los Angeles. The other island next to Alcatraz is a hilly and forest-covered island, actually the largest in the San Francisco Bay at 740 acres. Its highest point is 788 feet high, the top of Mount Livermore. During the American Civil War, the U.S. Army set up a camp on Angel Island. Why? Here's Park Superintendent Dave Matthews.
The Union Army, our folks back in Washington, were afraid that the Confederates may try to come into the Golden Gate and go after the gold that was stored in San Francisco.
It later became an infantry garrison during the U.S. battles with Native Americans. In the late 1800s, the whole island became Fort McDowell and was a transit depot for many American troops from the Spanish-American War to the First and Second World Wars. In World War II, Japanese and German POWs were also held on the island. The Army abandoned the island in 1946, but later returned in the 50s to construct a missile base that was decommissioned in 1962. Tomorrow, Angel Island, the Ellis Island of the West.
The barracks are probably most famously known for all of the poems, primarily Chinese, but not entirely, poems that were carved into the walls by the detainees that were kept here.
Tomorrow, more on those poems on Angel Island.
Listen all week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. to Bay Area Backyard Escapes on 960 The Quake. And check out our website where you can share some of your best Bay Area backyard vacation stories at quakeradio.com.
If you've been looking into your family history, please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are continuously updated and available to the public. Records that until now have been extremely difficult to access. And now you can receive a free family history report revealing some of the information by calling 1-800-700-2629. This free family history report may contain fascinating facts about occupations, birthplaces, and military service, all tied to your family name. Ancestry.com is distributing free reports by last name. For last names beginning with the letters A through O, you may call now. For names starting with P through Z, you may call tomorrow from 9 a.m. on. Your free family history report will reveal some of the captivating information found in these records. For last names beginning with A through O, call today. For names beginning with P through Z, you may call tomorrow. For your free family history report, call 1-800-700-2629. 1-800-700-2629.
Smith, how's my new building coming along?
It's almost finished, sir. We just have a few problems.
Problems? Did you call General Steel like I told you?
No, sir. I went online to get a building cheap.
You went on the internet to buy my commercial building? What do you know about these people?
Well,
Smith, didn't I tell you that a pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save me up to half the cost and half the time of similar conventional construction?
Well...
Well, that the General gives you a 50-year warranty and that their project managers will help us design the building we need.
No, sir.
Smith, I told you to call the General because I wanted the quality of General Steel as well as the savings. This business is too important to me to buy my building just anywhere. Here, call this number.
Who's this?
The unemployment office. You're gonna need them.
Get the space you need and save up to half the cost and half the time of conventional construction. For free information, call General Steel, 800-600-4850. Be sure to ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Call 800-600-4850. 800-600-4850.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
7:03 at 960 The Quake. This report brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Just cleared a crash in Pittsburgh. Was blocking for a short time. Highway 4 westbound after Loveridge. Daly City stalled. We don't have lane information, but we know it's at Serramonte Boulevard, 280 southbound. In Fairfield, two-car crash now on the shoulder, 80 westbound after the 680 junction. BART's on time. Metering lights now on. The Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, the backup to about Grand. The Toyota Avalon, a sleek sedan that combines what you need in a car with the bells and whistles you want in a car, like leather interior, laser cruise control, and an EPA estimated 31 miles per gallon on the highway. Avalon, where luxury meets fuel efficiency. You check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Live on Monday, the last day of July, it's 7:04. Wait, 7:05 a.m. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie down in the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. Beautiful day. The sun is rising over the Bay Bridge, and we have experienced a Nevada weekend. Mr. Mayor was in northern Nevada. I was in southern Nevada. And we were monitoring events.
Recommendation? Stay home. If you don't want to end up losing your mortgage payments, your car payments, your insurance payments, don't go.
I was just throwing away quarters. It wasn't that bad.
Well, no. I'm talking about the room rent.
Yeah.
The Hyatt Regency, minimum charge per night, $495.
See, minimum stay. Where you got that.
Minimum stay two nights.
You must... Oh, jeez. On a two weekend. Nights. On a weekend, yeah.
On a weekend. Minimum stay.
In the summer.
And I don't know whether... you may know all the rules, but somebody should warn people that $510 is a lot of money.
I've had cars that cost less than that.
It's unbelievable, particularly for the quality of the accommodations. You would think you'd be getting some palatial palace with great windows overlooking the lake.
No, it's a room.
Thank you.
It's a Hyatt.
Thank you.
Yeah, it wasn't even a Hyatt. They picked it up.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
Somebody else built it.
Yeah.
But it's, you know.
You ate at that restaurant down at the water? Even on the water.
The water grill. Whatever it's called.
It's gorgeous.
The Lone Eagle.
That's it.
The Lone Eagle.
With the huge fireplace and the
see-through fireplace. Yeah. Three great place. Really a pleasant place. They had a little trouble with me, though.
Oh, dear.
They set me at a table with no tablecloth.
Excuse me?
They put me at a table without a tablecloth. I don't eat restaurants where they have no tablecloths.
Then you don't have to buy a tablecloth.
Yeah, you have to have a tablecloth. Put the tablecloth on. You know, I don't want to see that linoleum on my table. I'll have something different.
I can't believe you were up in Nevada when Tony Blair was here in San Francisco.
I decided,
to ditch him.
Well, I didn't want to have to testify on behalf of his. He wants to. I think he's trying to seek asylum here in San Francisco. He's defecting from wherever.
And he was taking phone calls from unnamed international diplomats. And what's he doing in San Francisco when stuff is happening over there?
I told you, he's trying to defect.
Yeah, sounds like him.
And he's out here. You know, he's hanging out with Arnold Schwarzenegger today down in Long Beach. He's doing a summit on global warming, etc. And he's treating California, kind of like a nation. Yesterday, he was at Delancey Street. He was also down at Murdoch's little soiree in Monterey.
Which we heard nothing about.
Well, they didn't want anything published about it. It was an internal family meeting. I'm sure you performed at places like that, Will, where, you know, people at the Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Bono stage show up, and it's to talk to executives about how best to run their companies. That's what that was. It was an internal meeting. It was not a public event as such. So you wouldn't hear anything about it.
Yeah. And still, with all the high names, and he was probably smart to have it down there. Condi Rice is moving in and out of the Middle East. But I'll tell you what ticked me off this weekend. It was when the Republicans on Friday added an amendment to the minimum wage bill that would get rid of the tax on estates, as they call it, the death tax, as we call it, the Paris Hilton tax. So you got Democrats voting against the minimum wage bill because of this poison pill that the Republicans put on. And then the Republicans get to say, oh, lick it, lick it. We voted for the minimum wage bill. It's those bad Democrats who voted against it. That ticked me off.
Well, hopefully the matter will be killed in the Senate. It's in the Senate now, as you know. The House is on recess. Also, as you notice, we pay those guys a lot of money, and they're only going to work 84 days for the whole year. 84 actual days is the work schedule. It is the do-nothing Congress, if there ever was a do-nothing Congress.
You notice they didn't attach an amendment to their wage increase when they got a raise earlier this year. There was no poison pill attached to that.
They made noise about it, but nothing else. But the Republicans are really into it, and I would suspect that the callers are going to be as outraged as you seem to be.
Well, I want to know what ticks them off today. Over the weekend, what happened over the weekend that ticked them off? And they can call us, of course.
What number?
866-960-5753. 866-960-5753. Last four numbers are KQKE when you translate them.
There were some terrible things that happened over the weekend, though, Will. Up in Seattle, some person who obviously must have had a flight from reality proceeded to go into a Jewish Federation structure and a meeting, an organizational meeting, killed one woman and injured several others, several of whom are in serious condition in the Seattle hospital. He's been booked and charged, or at least accused. He has a $50 million bail on him for his conduct, and that has increased security around all of the Jewish facilities throughout the country. And it's all
Pakistani Muslim, American-born, I believe.
All generated, however, by virtue of what's going on, allegedly, in the Middle East. And, of course, there was the unfortunate bombing in Lebanon yesterday of a structure in which there were housed lots of children, apparently. And of the people who died, most of them apparently were children. It certainly created a stir among the nations of the world vis-a-vis Israel. It may have prompted Condoleezza Rice, one, into seeking a cessation of the bombing for 48 hours, and number two, support for a UN resolution for Mr. Bush has called a sustaining resolution.
They already have a UN resolution. They got 1559, which says that Hezbollah, or however you want to pronounce it, is supposed to disarm. And they're not. They already got a UN resolution.
Well,
I don't understand why everybody is so upset at Israel. It's a war. Hezbollah is throwing missiles at Israel from behind this building, and they met. Well, get someone talk to Hezbollah. Someone, this is the Lebanese government. Why don't they talk to them? If they're shooting, Israel shouldn't be shooting missiles over here, but Hezbollah can continue shooting missiles at Israel. I don't get it.
Well, Israel agreed to a 48-hour cessation of bombing,
They had a couple of stipulations in that 48-hour ceasefire.
Major stipulations, and it said if there's any evidence of any movement of weaponry and repositioning by Hezbollah, then they would take action. They also said if they continued to fire missiles into Israeli territory, they would take action. And apparently Hezbollah did exactly that. Because my guess is that Hezbollah's interest is not the same as the rest of the people in the world. Hezbollah's interest is simply in creating chaos and disharmony. And they're doing a great job of putting Israel in a position where Israel has to react. And then the nations of the world are reacting hostilely to what the Israelis are doing. It's very complicated, very challenging.
I know it's complicated.
And poor Miss Rice, I felt so sorry for her when she tried to give her press availability. She's no longer a glamour queen. That Chanel outfit she had on looked like
she slept in it.
Yes. So she's having a little bit of trouble. But, you know, my guess is that there are a lot of people out there who are raising questions about Israel, and they are asking strong questions. They are suggesting that the U.S. is not objective when it comes to Israel. And some of the callers last week actually said that in no uncertain terms, and that there should be obviously some debate on that issue by the good old USA, except Congress has gone home for the remainder of the summer.
Year.
Yes, they don't come back until, I think, sometimes after Labor Day.
Yeah.
And then they'll only have like 15 days in which to do anything once they return, which means the 84 days I'm talking about, they've already done 69 of them, and there are only 15 left. I wish I had those kind of hours and that kind of a work week and that kind of a work year.
And Truman called the Congress between 40, the 50, from 50 to 52, he called that the do-nothing Congress. No, from 46 to 48, the do-nothing
Congress. That's right, when he was running for, he was seeking re-election and he won in that great upset over Thomas Dewey, he was going around the country saying that it was the do-nothing Congress. And by the way, that do-nothing Congress was only, they had 120 working days. This do-nothing outfit has only 84.
Which is about three-quarters, just a little more than three-quarters, about 80%. Something else came up for me this weekend, and it was just the discourteousness of people. Because I was staying at not a high-end hotel. We were off-strip. We were staying at the Orleans.
Okay, and but you went to see Elton John.
We saw Elton John.
Right. How was the show?
He was terrific. He's still standing after all these years. He was terrific. It was 90 minutes, as I predicted, because everything in Vegas is 90 minutes. We also saw Lance Burton on Friday night. And the magic was hokey. The stagecraft was good. But he's from Louisville. Lance Burton's from Louisville. And he's still got that southern kind of charm. He reminds me of Mac Davis. You know, very charming. And he was great. But staying at the Orleans, which is obviously not a high-end hotel, the people at the pool, and a lot of kids, but doing, you know, because it was really hot. It was like 110. So I'm in the pool, and I'm reading. I'm reading George Lakoff's book in the pool. It was very odd. But these kids are doing cannonballs, and it says no diving, and it was just everybody was so discourteous. And I know it's summer, and there's going to be a lot of kids, but it's like when you get in line on the plane, and you know they're going to call out the number that you're supposed to board by. You know, they say we're going to board by numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and I've flown a million miles on them, so I'm in number 1 for the rest of my life. And you try to get up there, and you think these people are in line in front of you, and they're just standing there. I think they've flown Southwest too much. They're just standing there, and they're not moving, and other people are jumping in line, or people are going to the front and coming in. You know, it's an obvious line. Get out of the way. I mean, come on.
You had a bad weekend.
I had a bad. I was just, losing
Elton
a lot of money.
Elton didn't help too much, I take it.
Went Bradley Ogden in Caesar's Palace.
Yes.
They got a $58 entree, and they got a Kobe beef entree, and it says market price. They're not even going to tell you how much this steak is. Not even going to tell you if you have to ask. So I'm ticked off. It was a frustrating weekend. I want to find out what other people are ticked off. What happened in the news? Of course, today, Matiran Ross had the big expose about the 4th Street Bridge being way over budget and maybe not poorly built. And they actually made a mistake in their column that I know about, and I'm going to reveal that later. But I want to know. We want to know what ticked you off this weekend. Give us a call here at Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 866-960-5753. Our first guest is coming right up. And, of course, she is Susie Turnbull. But right now, we got John Scott in the newsroom with all the latest. John?
Thank you, Will. Quake weather today, sunshine and mild, coastal highs in the 60s, 70s, peninsula into the 80s inland. Our one big traffic headline at the moment, serious crash, SIG alert on 80, both directions at Lagoon Valley Road. A big rig overturned. Driver is still inside. The two left lanes in the eastbound direction of 80 are reported as being blocked. The semi is spilling fuel, so it'll be there for a while. Headlines this hour, British Prime Minister Tony Blair continues his Bay Area visit today with a stop at South City's Genentech, the big biotech company. Blair is expected to leave from SFO at 1 today, down to Long Beach then after that. Albertson shut down for good 37 locations yesterday in the East Bay, Peninsula, and South Bay. The Super Value chain bought Albertsons recently, and as soon as the deal was closed, announced a shutdown of these stores. San Jose Rep. Zoe Lofgren has introduced legislation at the House of Representatives designed to crank up the production of alt-fuel vehicles by punishing companies that manufacture or import new cars and trucks that aren't equipped to handle different kinds of fuels. The fighting continues despite an agreement by Israel for 48-hour cessation of air attacks. Israeli planes hit targets in southern Lebanon today after Hezbollah guerrillas blasted an Israeli tank. Three soldiers hurt. Israel says it's protecting its ground troops. Let Will and Willie know what you think about the news of the day. Give them a call, 866-960-KQKE, or email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Hi, Jim Engel here. I'm in charge of marketing at ISI. Against the better judgment of my president, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of our CD that has everything you need to make money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay. That's right. Find out how you can get this free CD when you call right now. You already know how people are making a fortune on eBay. You just don't know how they're doing it. That's why I've authorized to give away our CD free to people looking to generate money. I'm giving away this CD to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about how to make money with online auctions like eBay, let me send you this free CD. Try it, and I know you'll turn your computer into a money-making machine. It could change your life forever. Listen, experience is proven system. Get yourself the free CD right now. 1-800-700-9173. 1-800-700-9173. That's 1-800-700-9173.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters. RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Visit QuakeRadio.com and download your favorite shows, guests, and features. Updated every day from 960 The Quake.
Not I. I have nobody I can depend on, but you can depend on us. We can depend on Mr. Mayor being here every morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It is Monday, the last day of July. Do you believe tomorrow is August already? And on the line with us, Miss Susie Turnbull. Mr. Mayor?
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Good to be with you guys.
Democratic reunion. Democrats reunion. What's the drill, lady?
What's the drill? We had more than 800 events on Saturday, July 29th, this last weekend. And basically, I personally was in Lima, Ohio.
Lima, not Lima?
Yeah, it's Lima. I actually even got a little lima bean stuffed animal as a gift. So I know how to say it right. And we had 70 people in Lima, Ohio, and we had hundreds, close to 200 in Columbus, and we had people, 500 in Oklahoma City. And basically what we were saying is that we're united, and we've got 100 days till this election, 100 days till change.
How many of you think were in Connecticut with
Joe Lieberman?
Joe Lieberman. When you talk about united.
Yeah. I think in Connecticut we had many events, and I think that they were both for Joe Lieberman and Lamont.
Susie Turnbull is the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee, and she joins us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
Susie, you know that New York Times endorsed Lamont over the weekend.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that. It's really an interesting race altogether. We had I also saw that the two major newspapers in Connecticut endorsed Joe Lieberman. The Washington Post endorsed Joe Lieberman. I think you're going to see a lot of interest this week. And basically, the bottom line is that people are paying attention to these races this year. And so, what we're going to see at the end of the day is, I think, a very good turnout and a very good response in November.
For whatever it's worth, I have predicted that Joe Lieberman wins this thing ultimately in the primary. I think he beats Ned Lamont. I think my colleague co-host here says differently.
But, yes,
and we don't want to put you on the spot.
No.
Because you are a Democratic official with the National Committee.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you though that the conduct of Mr. Lamont in pushing the question of the war, I think, is going to create a problem for Democrats in the fall, because there are going to be other places replicating in part what is being used as a litmus test for Democrats this time around, and that is the war. Nancy Pelosi gets yelled at here. One of our colleagues, Paul Wells, had an event where he was the moderator for her, and people were yelling at her. Can you imagine anybody yelling at Nancy Pelosi about whether or not she's a true Democrat? How are we in the party going to get our act together and address the issue? Did you run into that in any of the events that you got feedback from across the nation?
You know, the feedback that we got across the nation was generally Democrat versus Republican, and staying the course and staying with George Bush or going in a different direction. And I think that's what we saw. What I heard, I was in Ohio for 6 days, and I was in Iowa, Minnesota, and St. Louis before then. And what struck me yesterday, I was driving home, and I was thinking to myself, driving in my hybrid, I want you to know, driving home, and I was thinking, I hadn't seen a Republican sign anywhere in the state of Ohio, and I must have been driving about 600 miles in the state of Ohio in the last 6 days.
Ms. Turnbull, you know what's interesting is some Republicans are running, not as Republicans. Some of their TV ads are running without mentioning the fact that they belong in the GOP or that they're running for Congress. They're just doing some image ads where he's a great guy and you like him a lot. And these are incumbents who are running as Republicans.
That's exactly the case. And the Republicans are running away from George Bush and Dick Cheney, except when it comes to fundraising. Then they'll welcome them to their community, but there's no public photo taken, so that it's behind the scenes, it's raising the money, but not raising but it's raising the rankles, I think, or whatever, of people in those states. I know I live in Maryland, and President Bush is coming here to stump for, I think, our governor. In the next couple of days, and I can assure you that there's not going to be a picture out there with George Bush and Governor Ehrlich in the Maryland newspapers, because it's going to be behind closed doors. But we're going to make sure that everybody knows he's here. I can tell you that one. What we're talking about, basically, and what happened at these reunions is that people talked about an America with a real security. I know that what I found is that one of the biggest concerns of people was a concern about gas prices. That was just huge.
I think that's Governor Ehrlich on the line there. I think he's trying to call you.
Yes, he heard I was doing something. So I'm running into another room in my house.
Let me ask you about, quickly,
sure,
about one thing in Ohio. I called this morning to Columbus, Ohio, to a friend of mine before going on the air. He tells me that the Democratic candidate is 5 to 7 points up all over the state over the Republican candidate for governor. Is that true?
Oh, actually, the Columbus Dispatch put Ted Strickland up 20 points in the state of Ohio.
20 points?
20 points, and the Republican candidate leaked to a Salon reporter that actually, oh no, my polls only show me 11 points behind.
Oh man,
Lord.
Yes.
Well, next question. With that kind of activity going on in the state of Ohio, is there any evidence that some congressional seats may change hands, especially that woman named Smith?
Actually, what was really
the one who took out Murtha?
Yes.
Schmidt, who attacked John Murtha, is running even with a novice candidate. Her name is Victoria Wolfson, who's a new candidate, who's a doctor, who's running. They're running even. And if you're running even when you're an incumbent, you've got a problem ahead.
Particularly when you have an incredible Republican majority in that district. That district has a huge Republican majority.
Exactly.
That's almost Bill Bray.
I was in Bob Ney's district, and I was in New Philadelphia, Ohio, which is a very small town in sort of central Ohio. And I was with Zach Space, who's running against Ney. And Space is an energetic, enthusiastic candidate, and he's running ahead of Bob Ney. And one of the things that I found the most ridiculous about the whole thing is there was a lot of discussion about, well, if Ney gets indicted, and my thought on that one was, okay, so the standard is whether or not the Republican candidate gets indicted.
Goes to jail.
That's the standard of what the decision is, like, indicted. And I was with Betty Sutton, who is going to replace Sherrod Brown in Sherrod's open seat. She's running 2-1 ahead of her of the other challenger in that race. I was with Rick Seifert. Rick Seifert is in Mike Oxley's district, also the most Republican district in Ohio, and he's running an aggressive race.
Well, thank you for joining us, Ms. Turnbull. We're going to come back to you, if we can, week after week after week, to find out what's happening with the Democrats as their fortunes ascend to the heights of dizziness, as we expect them to between now and November 7th. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
732 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Let's check traffic. Front 4 Traffic Center brought to us this time by Caltrans. Vacaville, SIG alert has been issued by CHP. A big rig overturned. It's leaking fuel. It's mostly in the center divide, but the two left lanes eastbound on 80 are blocked. Estimated cleanup time, 1 to 2 hours. Stop and go from San Pablo Avenue. From this crash, 80 westbound, Carlson Boulevard. Car at the center divide. Tried to avoid hitting a wheelbarrow, for gosh sakes. Now facing the wrong way in the left lane. Bay Bridge, upper deck, after Treasure Island. The crash. Looks like the parties just have taken off. But one car is still stalled in the right lane. And the other guy gave the other guy a ride. Metering lights on. Back up to the 880 overpass. Despite the work at Devil's Slide, the San Mateo coast is clear. Take a drive along Highway 1 to Pacifica. 92 to Half Moon Bay. 84 to Pescadero. The unique shops, restaurants, and lodging are calling. Take a break. You can get there from here. The San Mateo County coast side within your reach. Check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. Quake weather, sunshine, coastal high 60s, 70s on the peninsula today and into the 80s. Inland, the headlines this hour, Great Britain and the state of California are preparing to do an end around the Bush administration and fight global warming together by creating a joint market for greenhouse gases. Tony Blair and Governor Schwarzenegger will today talk about creating a new market of carbon dioxide emissions. The aim is to fix a price on carbon pollution. President Bush has rejected the idea. San Francisco's 4th Street Bridge near the ballpark is a slow work in progress. It's $17 million over budget, 2 years behind schedule. Muni will be firing up a new light rail line through Hunters Point in the Bayview, and they're going to need that bridge when service begins next year. Matier and Ross had a piece about it in this morning's Chronicle. Will and Willie will comment later on in the broadcast. California's record-setting heat wave has proved a bonanza to air conditioner repair guys. Hundreds of thousands of units that cranked up during our triple-digit heat wave are now broken, and techs say they're so busy they can't keep up with all the requests. Frenchman Sebastian Bourdais had the dominant car all day. He won yesterday's San Jose Grand Prix. San Jose native A.J. Allmendinger ended up in seventh place. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us anytime from the contact page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
How is your memory these days? Are you forgetting things like names and numbers, what you just read or heard? Are you misplacing things like keys or glasses or having trouble concentrating? If so, please listen carefully. These mild memory problems are a normal part of aging, but they can grow with time and seriously affect your job, home, or social life unless you act now. Because for the first time, there's an amazing new memory booster called MemoProof, a scientific breakthrough based on 10 years of research that is a safe and effective one-a-day tablet that protects and improves short-term memory, increases concentration, and boosts mental alertness. It's the only product that contains neuropeptides, which are clinically tested to improve memory in just 30 days. Find out how you can get a free 60-day supply of MemoProof and experience the power of MemoProof firsthand. Call 1-800-600-2189. 1-800-600-2189. This offer is limited, so find out how to get your free 60-day supply of MemoProof today. Call 1-800-600-2189. 1-800-600-2189.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Support of Progressive Talk matters. Thanks from 960 The Quake.
They sell us the president the same way. They sell us our clothes and our cars. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lives in the balance.
There are lives in the balance here in San Francisco as we speak. People are running to and fro underneath the bridge here on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. We have a couple of visitors to our set here at the Hotel Vitale where we are live. They stayed overnight, took advantage of the half-price deal that the Hotel Vitale gives to commuters on a Sunday night, which I'm going to do next Sunday when I come back late from Milwaukee.
Don't we have a deal here, too, where they're supposed to give us at least one night?
Yeah,
I've never gotten my night yet.
You got to ask for it. No one told me either. I had to ask Capozzola, and he worked it out.
Well, the idea
they don't tell us nothing. They don't tell us if we have.
You know what a groovy deal it is? They were sitting right here at Hotel Vitale. They could walk to the ferry building to the slanted door. They could walk to Boulevard, so directly across the street. Warren Market. They could walk to Hyde. They could walk up to Union Square. They could walk all over.
They could walk to Red's Java Hut. With the burgers.
Too bad they couldn't walk from Sausalito.
They can walk to Beard Papa's down here in Mission.
Oh, yeah. They can really move around. And
are you going to stay here one of these days?
If the Giants... Oh, sure. If the Giants are playing baseball, perfect. Walk down to the park.
And watch them lose.
About 5 to 6 months. No, not watch them lose. If they make me their closer...
They made me their closer, and I could pitch left-handed.
We got somebody on the air. You remember? We got somebody on the telephone. Don't we have a guest still hanging?
No, I think we...
Did she go away? Her report, though, was a very good one. It's the first time we've had a Democratic official who actually went district by district in certain states and made it realistic as to the prospects for winning. Last week when I was in Washington, in conversation with Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader, she talked about the 50 seats that they were looking at.
50 now.
Seats, yes.
They only need 15 to take control.
Correct. And can you imagine? All you have to do is 33% of your goal. I mean, that's like Major League Baseball.
Yeah, they hit 17. They're batting .333.
That's right. And it would be home run. It would be Speaker Pelosi rather than Leader Pelosi, which would be interesting. But how about this? Susan Turnbull said that Bob Ney, Australian, Susan Turnbull said that the woman who took on Martha was no worse than Even Steven. She said in one of the worst districts for Democrats there, a Democrat was leading. She said the Columbus Journal said it was 20 points up on the governor's side, and the Republican guy said it, that candidate said that he was only 11 points behind.
I wanted to ask her about the website that they created, and I didn't get a chance because the Democrats, because they had this national event on Saturday, which was 100 days to the election. They now have a website where you can go to, and it opened up today.
It's called 100actions.com. So it's the number 100 and then actions.com. And you go there, and the face page that you look at says coming soon. So I think they need to work on that. They got to get their web person. But you can actually click on it, and they have some actions that you can take.
Well, you know, your comment about Ohio and Florida, Florida being the state that gave Bush the presidency in 2000, Ohio saved it for him for re-election
in 2004.
2004, and you referenced the fact that each of those persons, Secretary of State of Ohio and Secretary of State of Florida, have had nothing except political troubles since engaging.
That's right. Catherine Harris, who's running for the Senate in Florida, which may be the worst campaign ever, and that includes France in 39. She is going down to defeat. She's lost three campaign managers. And Blackwell's running for governor. Mr. Blackwell is running for governor.
The Ohio Secretary of State.
Yes. And he's going down. He's 20 points down.
That gives it a real set of actions that maybe you don't want to be Secretary of State. And Mr. Shelley, who was Secretary of State here, unfortunately.
Bruce McPherson is in trouble.
Yes, yes.
Of course, he didn't deliver California, so maybe he's okay. We're taking your calls here at 866-960-5753. Trying to find out what pissed you off this weekend. Maybe it was the weather. It was 110. We left Caesar's Palace 10:30
in the evening.
Night, at night, it was 100 degrees. 100 degrees at 10:30 at night.
That's the desert, though. Well,
that's wrong.
That's wrong. The desert. But you notice that one of the things Blair is here to do, by the way, is to talk to Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, was he getting political advice? Or is he giving some?
Well, they're discussing global warmings. In view of the fact that Mr. Bush doesn't seem to want to discuss the issue, particularly with any other...
He has scientists that say global warming isn't... You know, he's some ExxonMobil scientists actually say that the jury's still out.
And you may not want to use those terms about those oil companies. I read someplace where one of those companies made $1,300 per second profit. $1,300 per second.
That was ExxonMobil. That was just for the quarter,
per
the second,
second
quarter.
Can you, 13? I thought I charged a lot. 13 per second. I mean, that's mind-boggling. And I suspect that they would oppose the increase in the minimum wage.
Yes.
And they would certainly support.
Because they would only make $1,200 per second if the minimum wage came.
And they certainly would support the Paris Hilton
The Paris Hilton
giveaway.
Tax.
Yes. But $1,300 per second.
That was released on Friday, too, wasn't it? Mobil Exxon's second quarter profit of $4.4 billion.
And I love the explanation. Well, that's because if we don't have that kind of profit, we won't be able to guarantee you in the future the production of crude oil that makes this thing go. And, of course, they're talking about the year of, I think, 2070 or something, 2070 or 2080, a time period when most of people will be gone.
Yeah, I'll be 116 in 2070.
I won't. I will not.
Yeah, we won't even go there. So did that tick you off? What ticked you off? We want to get your calls. Burst of Durst coming up in the next segment, and then we'll be taking your calls here. Keeping it real at 866-960-5753. Where? On 960 The Quake. John Scott has more. He has new news for us in the newsroom. John.
Thank you, Will. 746. Our forecast today, sunny, real nice around the Bay Area. 60s coast to the low 80s inland. Our traffic moment. Vacaville, 80 eastbound from Lagoon Valley Road. Sig alert issued. Terrible traffic from an overturned big rig. Westbound lanes through there are open okay, but the two left lanes eastbound are blocked. Things better on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Just cleared a crash a few minutes ago. Stop and go still from San Pablo on the East Shore Freeway. Westbound before Carlson. Car hit the center divide to avoid hitting a wheelbarrow. The headlines this hour, an estimated 67,000 people turned out yesterday to see Sebastian Bourdais win the San Jose Grand Prix. And both merchants and fans say it was a great weekend with big crowds. Over 150,000 people showed up to watch over the three-day weekend. Albert should shut down for good locations in the East Bay Peninsula and the South Bay. And Super Value chain bought Albertsons recently, and they announced that 37 stores would close, most of them in the East Bay, Santa Clara County, and a few on the peninsula. It's been a big visit for the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair. Spent a lot of time in San Francisco with Mayor Gavin Newsom. He'll spend time with Governor Schwarzenegger today talking about carbon dioxide emissions. They have a plan to make a market for greenhouse gases. The Bush administration is against such a plan. Contact us at the contact us page at quakeradio.com. Call Will and Willie, 866-960-KQKE. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
The Burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian.com. Go to Scandinavian Design and find out what's happening in all that bleached furniture. So the deal is, we got Israel and Iraq and Iran all going to hell. And our Secretary of State keeps talking about a new Middle East, which I'm afraid means the area is on the verge of becoming just one big pile of green glass, which is what you get after you melt sand. And then you factor in the total inaction of George Bush and his cadre of end-timers, and you really have to wonder if they're worried at all about an apocalypse, or actually trying to hasten its advent, so that all good little Christians can rise up to heaven in the cyclonic winds of the rapture, which obviously includes him and all of his buddies, and the rest of us will be left here in a crispy, blackened rock, throwing rocks at each other. I don't know if you guys realize this, but the post office has a plan to continue delivering the mail even after a nuclear war. Oh, isn't that just delightful? Your family's been vaporized. The rest of us are nuclear poison mutants fighting with dogs for food. But we still have a chance to win the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. Condi Rice says we're going through the birthing pains of a new Middle East. You know what? I think it's twins. And that's your Burst of Durst for today.
I love the last line. You know what? I think it's twins. That's pretty cool. Well,
thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You are not even close to Mel Gibson's intensity of being stopped for driving. If Mel Gibson gets busted over the weekend for driving, and apparently he made some outrageous remarks. I mean, so outrageous that he's trying his best to apologize and correct it. And apparently the sheriff, the deputy sheriff who made the report, must have kept a copy of the original report, because there is now a discussion about whether or not there is a cover-up, since the report has not been released in detail. And the theory is that this gentleman who did the stop has the original report, and the report that's actually on file may be a wee bit different in view of the fact that this is a celebrity, so to speak.
Well, shall we say that Mel Gibson made some anti-Semitic remarks? What happened? He was stopped at 3:10 a.m. in Malibu, and this was Friday morning.
That's his home city.
Yeah, he was on the Pacific Coast Highway, which a lot of us are familiar with. And his blood alcohol was 0.12.
Which is a little bit higher than a 0.08.
50%. So that means he... Usually, if you have a drink an hour for 3 hours, or is it three drinks in 1 hour? Anyhow, that's a lot of alcohol, trust me. He threatened an officer, made anti-Semitic and sexually abusive remarks. The first thing he said was, "My life is effed. My life is effed," he kept repeating. And then he said, "Effing Jews. The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world." And then he asked the deputy, "Are you a Jew?" And then he berated the deputy, "You mofo, I'm going to F you," according to the guy's report, the sheriff's report. The actor also told the cop he owns Malibu, will spend all of his money to get even with the police officer, the sheriff. Oh, man. And then it just goes on and on and on and on and on.
And then how do you like the rabbi's response? The rabbi response says that you understand that alcohol sometimes will loosen what's in the brain and what's in the heart, and you will begin to spill over and say it. And where you have that stuff concealed, alcohol will cause you to reveal it. And that this may be one of those occasions.
$5,000 bill.
Now, this is on top of the father of Mel Gibson having said that there was no such thing as the Holocaust. In addition thereto, Mel Gibson is currently retained by ABC to produce a miniseries about the Holocaust.
So, Mr. Gibson, I wonder if he'll suddenly become unavailable for that project.
I would assume that by now he's already unavailable for that project. As a matter of fact, I'm looking on my cell phone, and it looks like ABC is calling me to see whether or not I'll step in and do the project for Mr. Gibson, or in place of Mr. Gibson. But it's always interesting to see when the confrontation occurs. Unlike the rest of the weekend, the movie industry was in pretty good shape. Bursting upon the scenes was Miami Vice. This year's version of the old Don Johnson,
Philip
Michael,
right?
Thomas. Yes, I did see it. And I got to tell you that it was a bad idea to do the movie.
Nah.
Although it finished first in its category, as indicated by the reports and the demographics, 62% of the people who went to see it were over 30 years of age. Which means
a limited demographic.
Absolutely. No new audience. Except, by the way, the baby boomers, the ones who, you know, are now 50,
which
55.
Don't normally go out.
Let me tell you about them, though. They have trillions of dollars in available spendable income because they no longer have to pay for kids to go to nursery school. They no longer have to pay for babysitters. They no longer have to pay for anything. They got everything they possibly need, two houses, etc. So they have all this spendable money. So maybe the Miami Vice people knew what they were doing. But they didn't choose two good actors to do it. Jamie Foxx's role was not much of a role, and Colin Farrell just is no Don Johnson. You got to be kind of raunchy and almost like the criminals themselves, which is the way Don Johnson played it when he did Miami Vice. This two guys playing Miami Vice, and in particular, the woman. They had a woman in this movie, not the bad woman, but the good woman. There are two women, two females in it. Actually, there were three. One of them, the black woman, got she was a victim of a suicide bomber or something. She got hurt. But the movie is set up.
Don't tell me what happened in the movie.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to ruin the movie for you.
I don't want to.
I'm going to ruin the movie for you. The movie is set up.
If anybody gets to remake a TV series, it's the guy who created it, so Michael Mann can do it. Coming up, they got Rose Aguilar is going to talk to us about some of the bystanding collateral damage in Iraq. All Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quay.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Pat St. Clair. President Bush says the U.S. will work with its allies and go to the U.N. Security Council for a peace plan for the Middle East that is strong and that will help secure the region. In remarks during his visit to Miami this morning, the president also demanded that Iran and Syria stop supporting terrorists once and for all.
Iran must end its financial support and supply of weapons to terrorist groups like Hezbollah. Syria must end its support for terror and respect the sovereignty of Lebanon.
The president meets later today with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who is en route to Washington following her second peace-seeking trip to the Mideast. Despite Israel's agreement to a 48-hour ceasefire and its conflict with Hezbollah, fighting continues. Israeli warplanes targeted sites in southern Lebanon today after Hezbollah guerrillas hit an Israeli tank, injuring three soldiers. Israel says it is protecting its ground troops. In Beirut, Mohammed Shatta, advisor to the Lebanese Prime Minister, says Lebanon would like to see a ceasefire ceasefire that will be adhered to on both sides.
We want to focus, one, on the humanitarian relief, and two, on making the ceasefire a permanent one.
Shital says anything less than a comprehensive ceasefire will only allow for continued attacks. He pointed to this weekend's attack on the Lebanese village of Khana, which killed nearly 60 civilians, mostly women and children. Well, you could probably fry eggs on the sidewalk in much of the upper Midwest this week. Temperatures are expected to reach the 90s and hundreds in St. Louis, Minneapolis, and in Chicago.
We expect to see more people because the effects of the heat is cumulative. So if we have consecutive days of heat, we expect to see more people coming into the cooling centers.
Chicago Human Services Commissioner Cheryl McGill, forecasters say there may not be a break in the heat until Wednesday. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
804 at 960, the Quake. This report is brought to you by Caltrans. Terrible problem in Vacaville, 80 eastbound after Lagoon Valley Road. It's a SIG alert. Big rig overturn. Could be a fatal. We've had a couple of reports. They've called for the coroner. A couple hours to get it cleaned up. The backup is from Waterman Boulevard or Air Base Parkway past that. Westbound 80, a little looky-loo traffic, but not nearly as bad as traffic coming from Dixon down past there. Bay Bridge, crash in the upper deck just cleared a little while ago. Metering lights are on. Backup is not substantial at the moment. A couple of other problems. Disabled car, 880 northbound before 238. Stall in one lane of 4 westbound before Willow Pass. And a stall in the center divide now was blocking 680 southbound Bollinger Canyon Road. Despite the work at Devil's Slide, the San Mateo Coast is clear. Take a drive along Highway 1 to Pacifica, 92 to Half Moon Bay, 84 to Pescadero. The unique shops, restaurants, and lodging are calling. Take a break. You can't get there from here. The San Mateo County coastline within your reach. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. Another report in this morning's headlines 10 minutes from now. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. Yes, we are pinch-slapping the smug face of complacency with the iron fingers of truth, justice, and the American way here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. From the corner of the Embarcadero on Mission Street, live at the Vitale Hotel. And we have a couple of callers on the line. One is Bob in Livermore, who we'll get to him in a little bit. But Greg Palast is here. He's just calling in. We had no idea. He wasn't planned. Greg, where are you?
I'm in the Hamptons covering a very, very important report. I just had to let you in on it, Willie. As you know, we've had the tragedy of Mrs. Brooke Astor, 104 years old, whose son refused to give her Estee Lauder cosmetics, hair rinse, and diluted her medicine. And, you know, and I know that some of you were very concerned. I mean, people were talking about this in the tabloids, but they were just gossiping. But our president actually did something. As you know, last week he maneuvered to drastically cut the estate tax. Therefore, Mrs. Astor's son, Anthony, will now save $19.5 million on the money that he gets from helping his mother move on. And I think that's very important because, as you know, our president has talked about, you know, the disincentives of the death tax. Now, finally, you know, Mrs. Astor has been hanging in there at 104 years old. Will now finally have an incentive to die. And it would be a tragedy if Anthony, who's been, you know, like carefully watering her medicines, would have to pay millions. So it'll save $9.5 million.
Allegedly watering her medicine.
Diluting is the word. What he did was apparently to save money, he went to over-the-counter medicines with diluted forms of medicine. Why am I laughing?
But she obviously is very hardy, though. At 104, she's still kicking.
Well, she had no incentive to die with state taxes. I mean, you know, our president has talked about this. And in fact, he himself is a victim, as you well know. He stands to inherit $76 million from his parents, and this will save him $12.7 million. You know, so let's, you know, this is only going to cost the American taxpayers $267 billion to reduce the estate tax. $250 million. So I just, you know, could buy everyone in New Orleans a home that's been displaced for $1 million, but then they'd have to pay taxes on it when they kick the bucket.
But you've got to understand, these millionaires, they need the minimum wage increase in connection with their wealth.
Yeah, isn't that amazing that they tied the two together?
Well, even better, what you didn't notice, and I'm not making this up, they've eliminated the $255 benefit to widow survivors of Social Security recipients. You know, so if your spouse collects Social Security and you don't, you get $255 when they die. But, you know, as Bush pointed out, what do you need a measly $255 for when you're going to save millions on the estate tax? And you know who the biggest single, you know, one of the biggest single recipients, by the way, of this estate tax change, I looked it up, is Robert Durst. Do you know who he is?
I'm very familiar with Robert Durst.
Robert Durst stands to inherit one of the biggest multi-billion-dollar fortunes in America.
He's the son of Seymour Durst, who owns most of Times Square.
And everything else. And exactly.
Unfortunately, no relation.
Yeah, little Bobby.
The name is spelled the same way, though. His name is spelled the same.
Maybe you can make one up. Willie, aren't you his long-lost son? Anyway, but... little Bobby Durst will now save over a $250 million under this new law, and now he can spend it now that he's out of jail. Remember, he chopped up his 71-year-old neighbor and threw the pieces into Galveston Bay.
Yeah, it gives a whole new meaning to the word chum, doesn't it? Because it was supposed to be his buddy.
Well, I was really worried that he would be paying taxes on it. You know, I always thought that the estate tax was the reason why the Menendez brothers had to, you know, collect the insurance money on their parents. Because I looked it up. I'm not kidding you. They were only going to get $2 million each under the old tax law. But now, you know, they would, if they had waited, they would qualify for an extra $5 million.
Greg Palast, the author of Armed Madhouse, he's a regular contributor here. Thanks for joining us. Greg, you have a great week. Call back. And we also have Bob in Livermore who wants to take us to task for something. Bob, are you still on the line?
I'm here. I just wanted to know, are you people in good conscience performing your job as members of the Fourth Estate?
Why do you ask that, sir?
Because we have an election coming up, and a lot of radio stations are doing exactly the same thing and spending a lot of time on fluff and nonsense news stories, alleged news stories, like some celebrity gets busted for DUI. Guys, the airtime is more valuable than that. The American public deserves better. Thank you very much.
Wow, Bob waited a long time to yell at us.
Well, not only that, Bob, you obviously missed the significance of that arrest. That arrest apparently triggered a comment by a celebrity that clearly would be in the category, if true, of evidence and hatred and racism. And believe me, you can't make light about that. You can't ignore it, even though the platform for the discussion was that of someone accused of being drunk. And so, Bob, get your head on straight.
Yeah, he was telling, I mean, right now we're talking about hatred of Jews everywhere. And it actually is sidereally connected to everything else.
So we were not reporting just a drunk driver. We want to do that. We talk about ourselves.
Yeah.
But, Bob, you wouldn't like that.
Well, join us right now. We have a
Rose Angela.
Yes, she wrote an article on alternate.org, which you can go to. Alternate, which is a great site. They're an alternative syndicator of news stories. And anybody who wants to find out, they regularly do great stories like the 50 stories that you never saw, the most censored stories. Anyhow, Rose is a regular contributor for them and to us. And she wrote a story on the military families of the soldiers in Iraq.
And sometimes she wanders around the nation by herself collecting stories.
That's right. I have to do that again.
You
Maybe
should.
Next year, I probably will.
That was the most fascinating report that I have, frankly, had an opportunity to exchange words about.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you liked it. I really do want to do it again up to the presidential election. I think that would be a good idea. But this story is really important because it's not getting any media. And it really makes you angry when you talk to these families. It's called Operation House Call. And when Congress did their little mock debate on June 15th about what to do with Iraq, and the Republicans decided to stay the course, a lot of these families watched the entire debate on C-SPAN for 13 hours straight and said, this is BS. We are going to go to D.C. and talk to these politicians to find out what exactly this means. So one family member in particular, Stacey Bannerman, she left a week later, went to D.C.
From where?
She's from Seattle, Washington.
All right.
And she decided that they wanted to meet with politicians. And a lot of these families have never been politically active before. One of the women I interviewed, Georgia Stilwell, she's 44 years old. Her son spent 2 years in Iraq. When he came home, he was so emotionally messed up that he drove his car off of an embankment going 120 miles an hour. And luckily lived.
Oh.
But she says he cries in the shower. She started crying on the phone when I was interviewing her. And she said, I should be thankful that he's not dead, but he's dead inside. She's 44. She voted for the first time ever in 2004. She said, I was apathetic, I never cared, and then it got personal. So this woman, Georgia Stilwell, is from Wisconsin. She flew to D.C. Her job is on the line. She's about to get fired because she took off so many days. She actually met with the Speaker of the House, and there's a great quote. She says that the congressman compared Iraq to a football game about changing strategies. She said, I touched his arm, and I said, Congressman, children don't die in football games. And he said nothing. She then showed him a picture of a friend whose son was killed in Iraq, and she said he was unblinking and unfeeling. So since June 22nd, over 50 families have flown to D.C., and it's really hot there. They're basically spending their days calling these politicians, and then they're getting meetings with a lot of them. So far, they've met with Senator Barack Obama, Senator Maria Cantwell, Dennis Kucinich, Maxine Waters. They're about to get a meeting, hopefully, with Hillary Clinton. They have not heard back from Senator Boxer, Congresswoman Pelosi, or Senator Feinstein. So they're still working on our politicians from California. But when they're not meeting with these politicians, they're standing on the steps of the Senate building. And they said, this is fascinating. They've got military boots surrounding them to signify the number of soldiers who've died since June 15th, and then shoes signifying the number of Iraqi civilians who've died. And they have postcards, and they're talking to the passersby, and there's so many tourists in D.C.
What's the line? What's the story? What's the message that they are trying to convey?
They want the troops to come home, and they want politicians to give them a better answer than stay the course. And so they're asking people to sign these postcards supporting their mission and to ask their politicians to bring the troops home, or at least to give us a better answer about what their plan is, because they actually just increased the number of troops. But they said what's fascinating is you've got the war supporters who basically just give them dirty looks and say, I hate you people, get out of here. But they said the more telling person is the person who won't look at them at all, who will not make any eye contact, who won't look at the photos of their kids or look at the shoes. And Georgia Stilwell said those people are always wearing suits.
We're speaking with Rose Aguilar. She's the author of an article on the military families in D.C. It's called Operation House Call. Do you know where they're set up? She's with us here. Keep it real with 960 The Quake.
They're set up in front of the Senate Russell Building.
Okay, on the Hill.
On the Hill. Yeah, and they said Congress is going on recess on August 4th, and when that happens, they said they're going to follow them home. They're going to go to their vacation homes. They're going to go to their offices. They said, we need answers. They're not going to sit by anymore.
But it's almost like an art installation with all the shoes and the boots.
Oh, yeah,
up there.
It is.
I wonder if people think it's part of the Smithsonian.
Well, I don't think so, because next to them, very close to them, are the people who are fasting. They've been fasting for about 25 days. And like I said,
Operation Troop Home Fast.
Right. The thing that kills me about this is the only press they've gotten is in the Chicago Tribune blog and a local paper in Southern California. So we have a president who has met with the American Idol singers 3 or 4 days ago, but he won't meet with any of these families. He won't go to any military funerals. And these people cannot get press. I mean, Ann Coulter is all over the place calling Clinton a latent homosexual and Al Gore a total fag, which she did say. And
what?
These people can't get any press.
She said that?
Yes. I mean, this is such a great human interest story. A woman who has never voted until 2004.
And she voted for?
I think she voted for Kerry, but her son voted for Bush. They're hardcore Republicans. I mean, her children are. She was apathetic.
You mean the crying youngster who went off the cliff?
Yeah, he voted for Bush. Yeah. I mean, this is such a good human interest story. She has no political agenda. She doesn't know how politics works. And she got a meeting with the Speaker of the House because she called and called and called. And I think Michael Moore put his number on his website. And so people just barraged him with phone calls.
We're speaking with Rose Aguilar. She's our guest. She'll join us in the next segment, and we'll be taking your calls as well. Here, keeping it real, we also have John Scott in the newsroom with the new news here at 960 The Quick.
Thanks, Will. It's 818. Vacaville, serious crash. 80 eastbound from Lagoon Valley Road. A SIG alert in process. 2 hours before they get it cleaned up. Metering lights on, back up to the foot of the maze. Quick weather, sunshine, coastal highs, 70s, 60s, into the 80s, inland, another beautiful day. Today's headlines, British Prime Minister Tony Blair continues his Bay Area visit. He'll stop at South City's Genentech, the big biotech company. Blair will meet with CEOs of various companies that occupy that space. Expected to leave from SFO at 1 today and down to Long Beach to meet with the mayor of Los Angeles and Governor Schwarzenegger. Israel is making some exceptions to its 48-hour halt in airstrikes in southern Lebanon. It says today's strikes near a Lebanese village were aimed at protecting ground forces that were operating in the area. San Jose Representative Zoe Lofgren has introduced legislation in the U.S. House designed to crank up the production of alternative fuel vehicles by punishing companies that manufacture or import new vehicles not equipped to handle all fuels. Several Bay Area counties are in line to receive part of a $20 million fund for revitalizing land contaminated by underground gas or petroleum tanks. The state has put the counties on a priority list for funding to clean up these so-called brownfield sites, properties that have contamination that could be vacant or maybe underused because the cost of cleaning the mess up is high. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Give them a call, 866-960-KQKE, or email them from the contact page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Hey, I know. Let's go to Togo's. You know, I'm not one to rave about salads, but I'm telling you, their salads are excellent.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-2283. 1-800-300-2283. That's 1-800-300-2283.
San Francisco.
That's Eric Burden and San Francisco Nights. And we are keeping it real with Will and Willie in the San Francisco Day and the Bay Area Day here on 960 The Quake. And our guest, Ms. Rose Aguilar, who wrote a story in Alternate, alternate.org. It's available at all week. How long will it stay? How long do they archive those things?
They redesign their site, so most of the stories stay up for about 4 days.
But then you can find them
by searching.
They backlog.
Right. Yeah, and the website is operationhousecall.org. And they've got photos there and a blogs from a lot of these families who are visiting. And families are actually on their way. There's one family that's going, I think they're in D.C. now. They've got three sons and two grandkids who've served in Iraq for a total of 81 months. So they're going to be there. Another woman's going to be there whose son is paralyzed from the chest down. And he got slammed by an AK-47.
Wow.
Yet they can't get any media.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It's D.C. It's not that hard to take a camera out or have a reporter go out there and ask these people some questions. Why are you risking your job to come to D.C.? And, wow, you met with Barack Obama. What did he say? You know?
But the war has created such a
division
in this nation. And at this moment, there's almost no one in the category of allegedly being objective about the war. And those who are advocates for the war are refusing to discuss it, period. They're just, stay the course,
right.
We're there, we've got to win it, we can't back down. No logic, just we got to win it, can't back down. And you talk about very little press or no press for these families. The war in Iraq is now reported at the earliest on page 3 or 4, never before.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer the front page story.
Yeah. And 100 people in Baghdad are dying every day. Every day. And Hezbollah has 12,000 missiles that they can throw at Lebanon. So if they throw 100 missiles a day, that's 120 days, all this will be over in October.
Query, where do you get the figure that they have 12,000?
That's been reported a number of times.
That same source of intelligence that said weapons of mass destruction were in Iraq?
Yeah, you're probably right.
So
the CIA
I'd be very careful about those numbers. My guess is that they have as many as
they
Iran. Yeah, Iran would provide them with whatever they need. Everyone you fire will give you four more. And my guess is that's how the deal goes down, because Hezbollah has no manufacturing ability. They have no production ability. They are an end user. They're like I am, just a retail shopper.
Mm-hmm.
And
a consumer.
Yes.
And they don't have to pay for the weapons either.
Nothing. Nothing.
It's the greatest guy.
But only if they use them. Only if they use them. They can't stockpile them. They got to use them.
So it's kind of like a government office at the end of a fiscal year where you got to spend all your money, otherwise you don't get budgeted again.
You use it or lose it. And so they are using it extensively, and it's all headed straight for Israel.
Rosa Aguilar is a guest. She's often a frequent, well, she's frequently a guest here in 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. She's been here before. She actually co-hosted a show couple of days.
When you were away.
I was gone. Yeah.
I'm amazed, though, Rose, at how... where do you get the idea for these stories?
I'm online all day long, and I just get a lot of emails, and, you know, they just pop up.
Some of them you follow up.
I'm very interested in this story about the families and the veterans. In fact, remember, I came on last week talking about the sexual assault in the military, the American women who are being raped by American men. I've been getting emails from soldiers because of that story. You know, I woke up on a Saturday thinking, oh, I think I'm going to go hiking today. I get these emails from these young women in Afghanistan who said, I was raped. No one's doing anything about it. What should I do? And then 10 minutes later, I got an email from a woman who served as a nurse in Vietnam and was raped. And only now is it coming back to haunt her. What should I do? And I just thought, I have to continue writing this story. There are so many stories like this. And, again, it's not being covered. You know, this young woman in Afghanistan, she said, I don't know what to do. I told my commander, and he's not taking any action. And, actually, he forced me to fly on a plane with the man who assaulted me.
Should have pushed him out. Direct affirmative action. I think that's what they call it.
Now, if people want to get involved in an Operation House Call, I mean, what if there's some families over here who want to join up?
Well, they can go to OperationHouseCall.org. And, again, Congress leaves on recess on August 4th.
So they could do it here.
So they can do it when they come home. Yeah, and again, they could not. They haven't heard back from Boxer, Pelosi, or Feinstein. So.
Yeah, but aren't Boxer, Pelosi, and Feinstein kind of on the good side right now? I mean, wouldn't it be better to maybe get Pombo and Doolittle and all those other guys?
Well, I mean, they still want to talk about what's going on behind closed doors. You know, when are we going to bring some of these men and women home? And when is the next debate? And what's the plan? I mean, if you guys take back the Congress and the House in November, what can we expect from you? I mean, those are valid questions that these, and Feinstein and Boxer are pretty different when it comes to, you know, this issue. I mean, they're not as strongly on the same side. So I think that they want to talk to anyone. I mean, Republican, Democrat.
I know,
and,
it's just
and,
that
and
I consider I know, but I consider them the good guys. I consider the other guys the bad guys.
Well, think about this. They've met
There's
with...
the good guys and the bad guys.
The majority of the people they've met are Democrats. Maxine Waters is a great woman, and they met with her. So, you know, they're meeting with people. I think a lot of the families are feeling so lost they want to meet with anyone regardless of whether they're
you
for
You ought to tell them, though, that simply meeting is not enough. They really have got to do something about creating some new decision makers. And it should not take meetings to generate an interest in doing that. And so as you write and give these families the benefit of your wisdom and knowledge, they've got to know that if they replace, let's say, Pombo or Doolittle or some of those people, they will have somebody to meet with. But they've got to take the steps to do that before they create the opportunity for the meeting.
Right. Well, and the other thing that they express is they often feel alone because a lot of the protests have sort of dwindled down a bit. People aren't out in the streets. People aren't talking about it. I mean, this is affecting 0.4% of the entire country, this war, directly. 0.4%. So they're feeling lost. You know, where are the people? Who cares about this? Why aren't more people out in the streets? So it's fascinating, though, when you talk to the people who've never been politically active.
And suddenly everybody's being activated by this.
Rose Aguilar, thank you so much for joining us here, 960 The Quake.
Keep writing.
And don't forget, she's going to be at the Red Vic Peace Cafe tonight between 7 and 9 p.m. It's the women, peacemakers and peacekeepers. It's a little event for 2 hours. Call 415-221-4841 for more information. Conversation with women activists from conflict zones. Hear their stories. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. Taking your phone calls at 866-960-5753 here on 960 The Quake.
It's 831 on 960 The Quake. Time for traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by Home Center Pros. Serious crash. Been there for over an hour. Vacaville, 80 eastbound after Lagoon Valley Road. It's a SIG alert. Two left lanes are blocked. Big rigs overturned. And there is a line of traffic behind it. Diesel leak has been contained, but it looks like it's a fatal, so it'll be there for a while. Westbound traffic, not nearly as bad, but there are looky-loos going past. Berkeley, westbound 80 before Gilman. Stall in the right lane, BART on time, metering lights on. Stall being reported just in front of the toll plaza in the far left lane at the Bay Bridge. For a unique shopping experience in home furnishings, don't miss Home Center Pros grand opening. It's tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 2424 El Camino, Redwood City. Also on the web at homecenterpros.org. Check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. 8:31, sunshine, coastal highs in the 60s, 70s peninsula, and into the 80s inland this afternoon. Here are the headlines this hour. An estimated 67,000 people turned out to see Sebastian Bourdais win the San Jose Grand Prix for the second year in a row. Fans and merchants alike praised the event as a major success for the city. Albertsons has shut down 37 stores across the Bay Area. The Super Value chain recently bought Albertsons, and as soon as the deal was closed, announced a shutdown of these stores. Britain and California are preparing to do an end around the Bush administration and fight global warming together by creating a joint market for greenhouse gases. Prime Minister Tony Blair, Governor Schwarzenegger will discuss this afternoon. The UN Security Council has passed a weakened resolution giving Iran until August 31st to suspend uranium enrichment or face the threat of economic and diplomatic sanctions. Iran responded basically with the following: "We'll do what we want." Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie, 866-960-KQKE, or email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich, very rich, and my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
If you get your early morning news from KGO or KCBS or KQED, we'd like to invite you to try our alternative. No police blotter stories, progressive commentary from contributors like Mother Jones Magazine, news about you, your environment, and your money. You can download it every morning, too, from QuakeRadio.com.
The Progressive News Hour with John Scott. Start your day with real knowledge. Weekday mornings at 6 on 960 The Quake. The view from the left for people like us. 960 The Quake.
Who do you love? You love the Quake. That's why you're listening to 960. Keep it real with Will and Willie here on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, live at the Hotel Vitale, the Vitale Hotel, the Vitale. I call it the Vitale because that's what it looks like.
No, it's a cool place, though.
It's a gorgeous place. The sun is rising. The sun is out of my eyes. We're getting later and later. The sun rising every morning. That's odd. It's going to get dark again. We are in the darkening.
Yeah, but that's in September. We're in the darkening for a different reason. We're in the darkening because we're being led, that is correct, by a nation of handholders with Willie Mays.
That's an interesting photo. I hadn't seen that until you pointed that out.
Yes, yes, it is an interesting photo.
It was the opening of the T-ball. He always has a T-ball event at the White House where they put a little wiffle ball on top of a tee and then the kids hit it. And Willie Mays was obviously with there. I mean, I've never seen Willie Mays look more uncomfortable than he is holding hands with a goofy-looking George Bush.
I'm telling you, he looks more like the head of Germany when she was having a back rub.
Anytime someone touches Bush,
it generates some different cells get activated in your system.
Poor Angela.
Yeah, that creates
she'll never recover.
A major problem. A major problem for her. Speaking of recovery, what time is Debbie doing today?
She's in at 9:35. She's going to be doing the 10th player report, sponsored by Trace Agave.
And then what time is Ed Schultz doing today?
Ed Schultz is going to be the 9 o'clock hour at the top of that.
And I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about what's going on in the Middle East and what's happening with Condoleezza Rice and every aspect of that world.
I think she's just racking up frequent flyer miles. She doesn't seem to be hanging out anywhere.
And are doing anything?
No.
Maybe she's.
You think there's a problem that these are Muslim countries, these are Arab countries, and she's a black woman, and not the emphasis on the adverb, but the noun, the woman thing, has got to be a big deal culturally over there to be negotiated at, to actually talk to. In a position of power. You think that has anything to do with the fact that they're not talking to anybody?
Oh, I think at that level, no. I don't think it has anything to do. After all.
What about the resentment from below?
the people I know, the people at the top are educated and they understand, but the pressure from below, all their followers, will they be, I don't know,
well, the people
traitorous to the cause?
Well, the people at the top do not seem to be concerned about what the people down below them think. That was Saddam's problem, if you will recall. The current head of Iran is of the same opinion. The Saudis' family named the country after themselves, so there clearly is no concern about the people below them. So the Jordanians are similarly situated. They don't evidence any great concern. And Hezbollah says they are the people below them. So there doesn't seem to be any need to worry about the constituency, unlike San Francisco, where Mr. Newsom has to worry full-time about the constituency. No, they don't have to worry about the constituency, so no.
But Hezbollah claims it's not the government of Lebanon, but they are one of the major parties in the government and serving in the parliament, so they're trying to have it both ways.
Hezbollah appears to be a group of people who are heavily armed, living in a region of the world and in a country called Lebanon, where that country's government and its army is not strong enough to do anything about them. It's almost like the mafia can control a certain section of the city, and you have no problem with that because you can't do anything about it. The gangs have literally taken over. A movie was done about the gangs of New York many years ago. They had their own government within a certain framework of New York, within a certain area of New York. Hezbollah is in the same category as it relates to Lebanon. And I suspect that if the nations of the world had disarmed Hezbollah, as was required by that resolution that you referred to, you would not now have people being blown up by Israeli bombs and civilians being harmed. There would be no need to do that. There would be no missiles being fired and no reaction as a result of the firing of the missiles. And so when you think seriously about how to bring peace to that particular little component of the world, you eliminate the need for Israel to be at war if you eliminate Hezbollah. And that seems relatively simple.
Yeah, but somebody will come up to take their place. Hamas will still fight Israel from the south.
But you have to deal with that when it happens. You right now have Hezbollah controlling, literally, the conduct of the nation of Lebanon, and therefore exposing the nation of Lebanon to serious injuries inflicted by the Israeli
war. And the Black Turban is suddenly becoming the new folk hero of Muslims all over the world, replacing Osama bin Laden, who we have conveniently forgotten.
We've forgotten him, and we've forgotten Arafat. You recall, it used to be that black and white checkered head wrap that was kind of the symbol.
And now it's the black turban, which I think means that you're a descendant of Muhammad. You only get to wear the black turban.
You mean all those women wearing those black turbans?
No. Nah, it doesn't count with dames.
Oh.
No.
With dames. Oh. You're being politically
dames
correct.
Dames don't count.
You're being...
Over there, dames don't count.
You certainly can't call them skirts. Only Condoleezza's allowed to wear a skirt in some of those places.
I wonder if they're continuing the war and dragging this out to determine exactly how strong Hezbollah is, that we have intelligence spotters in Lebanon. Maybe we're looking for the chains of command. We're looking to see if we can follow the little crews back to the original, because there's got to be some form of communications.
Well, the report is that the bombing is being directed by intelligence on the ground, and that if the intelligence on the ground says the ferry building of San Francisco is a place of origin for missiles, then the Air Force goes in and deals with the existence of the ferry building because they have said that that's where the missiles are coming from. Now, I would guess that the Hezbollah, as effective as it has been at continuously delivering these missiles, they must be in pretty good shape to do mobile operations, i.e., today they're at the Ferry Building, but tomorrow they're at, you know, Pat Bell Park. And the day after that, they're at...
Sixth and Mission.
That's right. And I would guess that the intelligence may be just a half step behind where the actual location happens to be, because I got to assume that if you hit the missile site with an instrument that caused explosions, there would be rapid explosions of all of the existing missiles stored there waiting to be fired. And I suspect that that's what the Israelis are attempting to do. They want to cripple the ability to rain missiles into Israel, as is now the case. And I don't think anybody can fault them for that.
We are in the midst of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here. Next segment coming up, we got What Would Willie Do? And, of course, 9 o'clock hour, Big Ed Schultz will join us. 9:30, the 10th player with Ms. Debbie Durst. But right now, we have John Scott with all the new news from the studio here at 960 The Quick.
846 Vacaville, serious problem, 80 eastbound after Lagoon Valley Road. Sig alert with an overturned big rig. Big backup for miles behind that. Estimated time to get it cleaned up is 10 a.m. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza due to several earlier stalls. Traffic is backed up. Sunshine, coastal highs 60s, 70s on the peninsula into the 80s inland this afternoon. Here are the headlines this hour. San Francisco's 4th Street Bridge near the ballpark is a slow, expensive work in progress. It's $17 million over budget, 2 years behind schedule. Muni would like to know when that's going to get done so they can open their new light rail line through Hunters Point in the Bayview. They're planning on doing that early next year. California's record-setting heat wave has been a bonanza if you're a person that fixes air conditioners. Hundreds of thousands of units that were cranked up under triple-digit temperatures broke during the heat wave, and techs say they're so busy they can't keep up. San Jose Rep. Zoe Lofgren has introduced legislation in the House designed to crank up the production of alternative fuel vehicles. They call these flex cars. By punishing companies that manufacture or import new vehicles not equipped to handle all fuels. The UN Security Council passed a resolution today that gives Iran until the end of next month to suspend uranium enrichment, or they'll face the threat of economic and diplomatic sanctions. The draft passed by a vote of 14 to 1. Qatar, which represents Arab states in the council, cast the only no vote. What do you think about the news of the day? Call Will and Willie and let them know, 866-960-KQKE, or email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000, and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California
on board a luxury houseboat.
This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our company. compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
If you've been looking into your family history, please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are continuously updated and available to the public. Records that until now have been extremely difficult to access. And now you can receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information by calling 1-800-700-2629. This free family history report may contain fascinating facts about occupations, birthplaces, and military service, all tied to your family name. Ancestry.com is distributing free reports by last name. For last names beginning with the letters A through O, you may call now. For names starting with P through Z, you may call tomorrow from 9 a.m. on. Your free family history report will reveal some of the captivating information found in these records. For last names beginning with A through O, call today. For names beginning with P through Z, you may call tomorrow. For your free family history report, call 1-800-700-2629. 1-800-700-2629.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask the mayor a trenchant question. One of international, national, state, or local interest. And every day the mayor, through the wisdom and sagacity that he has gained over the years, gives us his answer in a segment we call What Would Willie Do? Here's today's question. Arnold Schwarzenegger constantly talks about the state of California's driving businesses away with our taxes. If you throw an exponential factor on top of that, you have a snapshot of San Francisco. We have a reputation of being anti-business. Now, how does Mayor Gavin Newsom counteract that and attract new businesses to the city of San Francisco? What would Willie do?
Mayor Newsom assesses San Francisco's role in the world of business. We've lost virtually all of the headquartered-based corporations that formerly resided in San Francisco. We may have one or two of the national firms left. We have lost the financial institutions. They've relocated as far away as the Carolinas and other places. We have one such institution left. We are a place whose business is rooted now in the world of entertainment, tourism, food, wine, and fashions. Mayor Newsom needs to become the symbol of that world. And that world seldom, if ever, relies upon government subsidies, seldom if ever is offended by the rules of engagement, so to speak, between government and business. I think I would not attempt to cause San Francisco to be competitive with other places that are trying to save business, because San Francisco doesn't need to save business. We are attractive enough so that if we are a magical city, an interesting city, an exciting city, an entertaining city, business will come.
And that's what would Willie do?
That's what Willie would do.
You'd turn San Francisco into a theme park?
That's not a theme park. A theme park is artificial. The kind of action that we have in San Francisco with new restaurants like DiMaggio's, with opportunities to see the Monet exhibit, with Chicano exhibit at the DeYoung Museum, with the advent of the Jewish Museum in the not-too-distant future, with the Museum of the African Diaspora, with the availability of a winning baseball team and a winning football team, eventually, and with all of the other kinds of attractions that are there, you're not going to be a theme park, Will. You're going to be a place for people to once in their lives actually experience the reality of superior quality living, not artificial trips on an e-ride in Disneyland.
I know, but think of all the different lands we have. We have North Beach Land. We have Fisherman's Wharf Land. We have the Castro Land.
You know? We have China Land.
Well, you do have China Land. We got Seal Land.
Yes.
You know. It would be interesting. You know, you get a little tram that goes around, and Barker, please do not feed.
We have that. It's called the mobile cable cars.
Yeah, that's true.
Motorized cable cars.
Which people don't understand. Those are not run by Muni.
People think they are.
Yeah, I know.
They're painted identical.
Yeah.
I mean, painted identical to regular cable cars. They have a bit more safety features on them than regular cable cars. Like you can't sit on the outside of those particular facilities.
And one of them ran down a pedestrian. And people started, because, you know, our friend is Maggie Lynch. And people started yelling at Maggie. You just started coming. She went, no, those aren't ours.
They just look like ours.
They look like ours.
And the 4th Street Bridge is not part of the
God.
Deal.
And here's where Mateer and Ross screwed up.
That's why I'm coming back to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. They had a column today. They're talking about 4th Street Bridge and Joseph Strauss, who designed also the Lefty O'Doul Bridge, which is on 3rd Street. And they called him the designer of the Golden Gate Bridge, but that is not true. He was the chief engineer on that, but he did not design it. He submitted a design, because they had a competition for the design to span the Golden Gate, and his design was a large Lefty O'Doul Bridge, which is one of the ugliest bridges on the face of the planet. And I know this because he was my grandpa's cousin.
Oh, my God. We have Wilders. Yeah.
So that statue of Joseph Strauss at the base, at the San Francisco side of the base of the bridge, is actually a long-distant relative.
I see, and you
so
know
I,
all of that.
I know a little bit of the Joseph
ben,
Strauss lore.
I know that the Mateer and Ross listens to this show. I'm sure that in their next rendition of their very famous and thought-provoking column,
there will be
they're
going to
give you credit. Mm-hmm. They're going to be just like Herb Cain would be. Herb Cain would proceed to say, I got this irate call from a comic who claims that he is associated in some manner with the descendants of the people who did the bridge, and that he was not the designer, he was simply an engineer.
But
I have reasons.
He was designer of the Lefty O'Doul Bridge, which we cross because we park for the games, which we're going to tonight.
And you maintain that it's one of the ugliest bridges you've ever seen.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. With that big counterweight. Now, there's something on the 4th Street Bridge. They have a counterweight as well.
That's a fake counterweight.
It turns out to be a fake counterweight.
Absolutely. It's staging because, under the law, the historically significant projects have to remain as they were. And so that's why you see that I don't age. Historically significant projects.
So you're just a shell? The shell of Willie Brown?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and in one of your shoes,
you're talking about
the mechanical.
A fake.
You've heard of animatrons? Disney has gotten to Mayor Brown.
Next segment, we'll have, of course, the Big Ed Schultz is making his weekly call, his Monday call here to us. And later on in the hour, of course, at 9:35, Ms. Debbie Durst will tell us what happened on this road trip to the Giants. And then there's a homestand tonight, so she always introduces it here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Smith, how's my new building coming along?
It's almost finished, sir. We just have a few problems.
Problems? Did you call General Steel like I told you?
No, sir. I went online to get a building cheap.
You went on the internet to buy my commercial building? What do you know about these people?
Well,
Smith, didn't I tell you that a pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save me up to half the cost and half the time of similar conventional construction?
Well...
Well, that the General gives you a 50-year warranty and that their project managers will help us design the building we need.
No, sir.
Smith! I told you to call the General because I wanted the quality of General.